3B's Burger Addiction is brought to you by Feltner Brothers on College in Fayetteville. Just three bros and the best staff cooking up fresh, never frozen, made to order burgers for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. It's 3B Radio Time.
Just the perfect burger out there at Feltner Brothers. You haven't been out there in a while? I want you guys to go see them. They do some little tweaks and changes to their menu, not to their overall food.
What'd they do?
They got a new, sort of a new bun a while back.
All right.
And
I like the bun. It's good bread.
If you have not been there, I went there for National Cheeseburger Day last week or week, like a few days ago.
Yeah.
And it was the perfect, it just looked like it was from a magazine. It's beautiful. So if you're a
magazine burger,
if you're a burger connoisseur like us at 3B Radio, check them out at Feltner Brothers. Those guys are good people with some good food on College in Fayetteville. So I saw this story and I couldn't help but think of all my friends that go to Colorado. You know, like, hey, man, I'm going to Colorado. It's going to be fun, man. And then I get that text message or phone call like, I'm freaking out. You know, like,
I'm driving back.
We're like, guys, it got a little scary.
It's 4 a.m. I'm somewhere in Kansas. Guys, I got a lot of weed in my car.
I'm super scared. No, I mean, usually they're staying in the state and will throw the stuff away before they make it back, which is probably pretty smart. But on 6:30 on Saturday.
What a waste.
This is someone traveling. I'm sure that it's not a resident.
Okay.
6:30 Saturday in Cumbria. Police were called to Scaffold Pike, the 3,200-foot mountain in the Lake District. And working with the Wasdale Mountain Rescue Team, they managed to escort a very stoned person off of the mountain. Yeah, that's right. He was so stoned that he had to call for rescue.
He couldn't just walk?
He was with four men who had been rescued. Apparently, it was a high mountain peak there. They didn't arrest anyone, but Justin Bibby of Cumbria Police did have some sensible words of advice for. There were four guys that were so messed up that they could not walk off of the mountain.
So,
where you have to call the police that you were so high.
Like, I would understand this. I would understand if they were like in the top of a tree. You know, like, man, I'm so high, I don't think I can climb down this tree.
like a cat or something. I got up there.
They had gotten on top of the roof and the ladder had fallen down there super high. It just looked a lot higher than they really were. Like, I don't know, man.
Have you ever been incapable of walking?
No.
In your ventures of...
No, but I forgot so high. I got so high one time, I forgot how to count.
Well, that's different,
I was. I think. I was working the door at a club. And I didn't know what 21... Well, I had lost all concept of what 21 was.
Right? Are you doing the math, counting backwards?
I was on my fingers. Like, okay, this is the year 2004. So if I were 21,
I'd carry the four.
Where would I go drink right now?
But never walking. I mean, like, where you're physically your legs. I understand that if you get to higher elevations, I've heard that like alcohol stronger.
3,200 feet, man.
It's just not that far.
Dude, it's 3,200 feet. We're sitting at 1,300 feet. So, you know, only 2,000 feet higher. It's not that, you know.
Yeah, I'm not gonna give you a nosebleed or anything.
Right. So, but walking.
9:45 p.m.
That's some good weed, though. I mean, if you can't walk, I kind of want some of that can't walk weed.
The can't walk weed. This one's called Wiggly Legs.
Sounds good. Yeah. Hey, man, put some of that wiggly leg in there.
Go spaghetti leg.
I ain't got nothing to do today. Don't let me call the cops again. That was embarrassing. So they're on a mountain.
Four of them. Like, so you're telling me
is there a trail?
Yeah, so there's a trail. They are out at the mountain, what they call Scaffold Pike, and that's when they called the police.
That doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. I could see. Here's what I could see happening, Brandon. We get super high and we're on a mountain in the middle of the woods.
All right.
And it's dark.
All right.
I don't know if there's bears down there. There could be bears down there, Brandon.
That's going to keep you.
Brandon, I don't know, man.
That's going to keep you.
I heard a noise. I heard some noise. There could be mountain cougars, lion cats, and bears.
So you're going to call the authorities?
At least a park ranger.
Well, that's a different story. Like, hey, I think there's some...
I'd be like, hey, y'all know where all the bears are? Because I'm up here on the mountain. I got pretty high.
I'm pretty sure they don't know where all the bears are.
I wasn't thinking about where the bears were before I got high, but then I started thinking about bears. I'm hearing some kind of weird noises. I think that's a pterodactyl. I didn't even think those lived around here, but I'm not worried about the pterodactyls, man.
Worry about those.
Have y'all got a... What I want to know, y'all got a good count on all the bears out there? Because I'm not stepping out of these woods until y'all can tell me where all these damn bears are.
Come on, one of your three friends on the mountain. There are four
people
all
together. There's lion cougars down there.
One of your three friends got to talk some sense and slap the...
I don't know. That whole groupthink process is pretty contagious. Wait, you think there's bears?
I guess
I don't know. There might be bears.
I guess they're all high. Yeah, you're right. Watch out for those cave crows.
Cave crows?
Cave crows.
What are those?
It's large.
Like
bird-like.
Half bat, half bird.
Cave crows.
Cave crows? Mm-hmm. Cougar panthers. All kinds of weird.
Yeah, you don't want to be part of that.
Hybrids going on out here.
Don't worry. They made it out.
Call
everything's
them
okay.
Panther and a cougar. It's a pooger.
A pooger?
Uh-huh.
They told the guys
that... The bobcat Goldthwait.
They told the four men that they need to take their substances other places. And this significantly increases your risk of getting in trouble.
There's
getting on the mountain.
There's a better place to get high than a mountain. You tell me where. I mean,
you just told me why you didn't want to be on a mountain.
They ain't gonna stop me.
Okay,
I'm just gonna pull out the hammock and just kind of chill for a minute until this irrational fear of bears goes away.
But you're not gonna call the authorities.
I'll tell you, I'm not gonna be like, come get me. But I am gonna be like, do y'all know where all the bears are? Because I don't.
You just wanna.
I brought some.
Get some eyes on them.
I brought some snacks with me. I don't have a gun. I'm peaceful. You know, I would never shoot a bear. But
I would love to hear that the conversation. Well,
let's go to Colorado. You can hear it.
Right. All right. Hey, we got to take a break. Coming back on 3B Radio, man. We got all sorts of stuff to talk about. I was just talking about cave crows. Did you hear about this 19-year-old that a group forgot? And then he got lost in a cave. We got that scary story coming up.
He's a cave crow now.
He was not.
I am caveman.
He was not high when he did this, but he is awfully
mad.
But
he wishes he was.
He's awfully mad at his peers for leaving him in the cave. We'll talk about that coming up. It's on 3B. It's New Rock, 104.9 The X.